Good day. Thank you for tuning in. Today we are speaking to Tim Robertson, president of Texas Standard Oil, one of our featured presenters at the Oil and Gas Conference 2019. Hi, Tim. How are you?
I'm fine, Blanca.
Tim, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us ahead of the conference. We really appreciate it. And just to start, can you give us the elevator pitch on what Texas Standard Oil is doing and how you are creating value?
Sure, be glad to. Texas Standard Oil is a Midland, Texas-based oil company working in the Permian Basin. We've acquired a substantial leasehold position. We're about 21,000 net acres at this point. We've done a lot of science over the past couple of years. We've acquired proprietary cores and extensive lab analysis and combined that with deep interpretations of shale logs, processing over some 400 shale logs, and having those calibrated to our cores to get a real good grip on the Wolfcamp Shale in our particular area. So we have come a long way. We acquired a gathering system, 16-mile, 10-inch steel gathering system that runs through our block, so we can access two different processing plants with our casing head gas. Although dominantly we were in a very oil-dominant area, 70 to 80% of the BOE we'd expect to be oil. So, and that's what we're seeing in some of our neighbors' offsets. But that's sort of a summary of where we are right now and what we've done.
Okay. Now, can you tell us a little bit about the team behind Texas Standard Oil? Who are you guys, and what does your team bring to the table?
Well, Charlie Sharman and I are land and legal backgrounds, and mostly administrative and operations over the years. And what we've done is put together a really excellent basin team with tremendous Permian experience. Two engineers came over from Tall City, one in the first iteration, which was a very big success. Reservoir engineer named Ed Gibbon, and petrophysical analysis engineer by the name of Doug Scott. And Ed and Doug were sort of helped spearhead the charge that led Tall City to extend the Wolfcamp horizontal shale play northward in the Midland Basin. At the time, it was a 70-mile extension when they drilled the first horizontal in Howard County. And, of course, that really excited the northern end of the basin. After that, it's where we saw some of the highest sales numbers. So they've been great to have on the team and have been very helpful in our log analysis. Lynn Cherick has been a career-long Permian Basin geologist with great local knowledge of our area, having had a lot of experience in both horizontal and conventional drilling in our immediate area. And operationally, we've got an excellent operations engineer, Craig Young, was former EOG division manager of the Permian, and subsequently was division manager of their Eagle Ford division, where he, about a four-year period, he took it from maybe over a couple thousand barrels a day up to about 100,000 barrels a day when he left that office. So Craig has tremendous experience in horizontal drilling and field infrastructure, water recycling treatment, any number of field enhancements that are involved with a full manufacturing process. So Craig's dominant experience has been the Permian Basin. He started with Marathon early in his career. So the chief guys on the team, the engineers, have had experience in drilling a lot of Wolfcamp wells. Collectively, we've probably drilled over 200 or 300 horizontal Wolfcamp wells as a team. So we've got very good experience there.
And what about Tim Robertson? I know that you have about 39 plus years in the industry.
Yeah, coming up on 40 years, not too long, I'd say. But my background is petroleum land management degree. That was a BBA from the University of Texas, and started in E&P with Gulf Oil and the land department in Houston. I left Gulf about the time that it merged or was acquired by Chevron, and began working with a small family company to originate prospects, both in the Permian and on the Gulf Coast. I started working in the Permian in 1984, and then I left that family office and with another partner started Pecos Petroleum, and we drilled our first well in the Permian in 1987. And we drilled quite a few wells out there over the years and have always been active, although most of our activity eventually migrated onto the Texas Gulf Coast and then subsequently offshore. Charlie Sharma and I got together in 2001 when we acquired the old Freeport-McMoRan Offshore Oil and Gas Royalty Trust. We bought the working interest and the royalty interest and put it back together. We had to do a publicly registered company in order to effectuate an exchange offer as part of the bargain for acquiring the royalty in that trust. So we ended up as a offshore non-op through most of those properties with substantial production and cash flow. And there we took that and redeployed it and drilled both in the Gulf of Mexico, federal waters, and onshore South Louisiana dominantly and upper Texas Gulf Coast. And that's basically been our experience. And then moving into the Permian about the time that the Gulf of Mexico tightened up for independence, working the shelf after BP had their blowout in 2010, a lot of the federal regs were changed, and so that tightened up things in the Gulf. And so we headed for conventional plays for a little while, upper Texas Gulf Coast, South Louisiana, and then slowly prepared to move into the resource plays and started focusing more and more on those. And finally got busy full time working in the Permian again in 2015. So we've been at the project for a while. We've worked most parts of the basin, and feel like we have a great team put together.
And Tim, you already hit on the hot topic of the day. What about your slice of the Permian makes it a desirable asset for Texas Standard Oil?
Well, we feel like we're in an unusually, anomalously good area in terms of the quality of the shale. We're in an area where the shale is very thick. It can get up to as much as 800 feet. The net gross ratio is very good through most of the area we're working. In other words, most of the gross interval is a good, viable, productive shale in terms of having excellent brittle material. We have excellent TOC, porosity on average, higher porosity than what we see in most offset analog wells, and we've got a very high percentage of base as we compare to a lot of the other areas around the basin. So we're very excited about those things. One of the things we have going for us also is that our petrophysical analysis has indicated low water saturation. We began to see that coming to fruition in the offset wells where we see an unusually low amount of water production. Half barrel to one barrel, whereas a lot of the basin is six barrels of water to one barrel of oil, with up to as many as 10 barrels of water to one barrel of oil. So we're very excited about that. With a low water production, also gives us more oil in place, and so we see that as a very high potential area of the Wolfcamp. So we're excited about that.
Thank you so much for your time. We look forward to your presentation at the conference. Please stop by and listen to the full presentation for Texas Standard Oil on Wednesday at 10:05 in Confluence A.